Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show, where we're joined by Dave Harris, who is the CEO at the Invertrust Consultancy. It took me years to get his title right, and then he decided not to come on the show anymore.
I retired.
So you have, Dave, you haven't been on the show regularly since May.
No.
You chickened out before the Brexit the vote, and basically it's all your fault, really. All these things have happened since you, you know, you haven't had that calming influence on the world.
No. The world's gone to hell, hasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So we
plead for you to come back now on a regular basis.
Well, no, no. Delighted to do so when I can. So.
Right.
Delighted to do so.
You sort of, I think one of the things you wanted to talk about was the infamous O'Higgins theory, which is fascinating.
Yes, it's almost a year to the day. I think we're 24 hours out since I sat here and we talked about a low interest rate environment and something that I'd come across 25, 30 years ago, which was the O'Higgins theory. Professor Michael O'Higgins, who was a Miami-based contrarian investor, stock market commentator, etc. And he came up with this theory that said, very simply, you take the 10 highest yielding stocks in the Dow Jones today, you then invest equally in the 5 that have the lowest absolute share price. You then do nothing with that portfolio for 12 months other than put it in the bottom drawer, and in 12 months' time you pull it out and see where you were. So it obviously throws up a contrarian list of struggling companies every year, and some years I'm sure it's better than others.
You haven't told me beforehand what the result is. This is going to be like the Oscars.
No, this is exactly... Well, I hope it's not like the Oscars. I'll give you the wrong result. it wasn't the Oscars. Was it the Oscars?
It was the Oscars.
No, it would be wrong if I... But so in the US, that last year threw up Pfizer, General Electric, Intel Corporation, Verizon Communications, and Merck & Co. What O'Higgins also said is it can equally, if you can't be bothered to invest in 5 stocks, it will equally apply to 1. And if you do that, you choose the one from that list with the second lowest absolute share price. That would have given you General Electric. We also applied that methodology to the FTSE 100 last year. And we came up with Aberdeen Asset Management, BP, 3i Group, Royal Mail, HSBC, and the single stock would have been BP. So, in 12 months, what happened? And this is where the envelope gets opened.
Okay, so, right.
I assumed that we just bought 1,000 shares in each of the US stocks. The total cost, if I tell you, would have been $196,745. I mean, they're very highly priced shares, but you had to go somewhere. As at the 13th of March this year, the Pfizer share price had increased from $29.86 to $34.11, General Electric from $30.22 to $30.28, Intel Corporation from $31.20 to $35.91, Verizon was down from $52.54 to $49.35, and Merck & Co. was up from $52.94 to $65.60.
Wow.
Giving you a grand total in your portfolio of $215,250, plus you had $7,600 in dividend, giving you a total return of $222,860, or 13.27% overall return.
So the professor wins?
He wins, just about.
Okay.
If it had been the single stock, however, General Electric all you would have made is 3.5%.
Okay.
Go to the UK. As of the 13th of March, again, Aberdeen's share price was up from 275 to 288. BP was up from 348 to 472. 3i Group from 4 was exactly the same, 432, 432. Royal Mail was down from 451 to 408, but HSBC was up from 454 to 675, which gave you from 19,600, which was that portfolio, to 22,740, plus £1,334 dividend, giving you £24,000 back, a return of 22.83%. If you'd have invested solely in BP, 44.08 return.
Wow. So it works. It's actually worked better over here on this side of the pond.
It worked much better this year over here on this side of the pond. And I guess that's because at the top of the list, dividends were greater in the UK than they were in the US. It's interesting to note that that was against a FTSE return. If you'd have been in the FTSE, it was 18.9%. Underlying that, though, over a third of the FTSE stocks actually fell in value in that 12-month period. So on the basis of that, this has worked very well. Strangely, it hasn't worked so well in the USA.
It dodged. There were a lot of bullets, and actually it dodged a lot of them.
You do nothing. It's a pure... There's no... intelligence.
I didn't have to change my lifestyle.
Yes, exactly. You'll be no need for Tip TV anymore. Just go onto the Bloomberg site and take them all out. I'm very sorry. You're all out of work again now.
Well, on that note, Dave Harris, consultant and CEO at the Invest Trust Consultancy, thank you very much for coming in today and coming back.
Yes, yeah, delighted to do so.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.